Harper Audio presents Unraveling by Elizabeth Norris. Performed by Katie Shore. Part 1. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep, and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep. Robert Frost. 24 days, 0 hours, 14 minutes, 32 seconds. I can tell the exact moment Nick steps on the beach. It doesn't matter that we've only been on 3 dates, or that I wasn't his biggest fan for the last 5 years. It doesn't even matter that his romantic attempts to win me over this summer could be just a means to an end. Better girls have been taken in by lesser guys. But when the air changes, the temperature drops a fraction of a degree, the wind picks up, and a shot of electricity moves through the sand under my feet, I know he's here. At least, that's what I tell Elise, since she likes to swoon over my sort of love life and gets annoyed when she thinks I'm keeping the details to myself. I can tell the exact moment Nick steps on the beach, though. But that's just because it's sort of hard to miss 78 12-year-olds rushing the beach. Today, I'm actually relieved to see the tidal wave of Little Leaguers descend on Torrey Pines, and I can't help but smile. Not because of them. Not even because of Nick. But because their arrival signifies the end of another 10-hour shift. My last dawn-to-5 lifeguard shift this summer. Which is bittersweet, because I love spending my days here. There's something about the wide-open expanse of water, especially at dawn, when the only people here are the die-hard surfers. But I don't love the long days, or the Little League camps, or the weekend warriors. "Damn, Jay," Steve says as he gets out of the truck, his eyes wandering to the tendrils of my scar, peeking out from under the left strap of my bathing suit. "You're bailing?" I grab my duffel and jump from the guard stand into the sand, and ignore the urge to remind him that the scar is nothing he hasn't seen all summer. "Dude, it's all you until sundown." Steve doesn't get the chance to say anything else. A clump of wet sand hits me in the leg, followed by a chorus of prepubescent male snickers. "Aw, Nick, how many times I gotta tell you not to throw stuff at chicks to get their attention?" Per usual, Kevin Collins, mediocre quarterback, star shortstop, and biggest man-whore of Eastview High School, stands surrounded by a half a dozen of his Little League campers. "Sorry, Janelle, but you know my man. He got no skills." He throws an arrogant smile at me because he knows he looks good enough without a shirt that most girls will forgive anything. But I'm not most girls. Instead, I turn to his best friend. A blush and a lazy smile on his face, he's swinging his hands together nervously. Tan skin, short black hair, almond eyes, washboard abs. If I were Elise, I might say Nick Matherson is so pretty, it hurts. Instead, I say, "Hey, happy last day of camp." His smile widens, and something in my chest flutters a little, like it always does when he directs that smile at me. "Thanks. They were punks today since, you know, they knew they couldn't really get in trouble. I thought I might lose my mind, but I'm just glad it's over." I nod. He's already told me he doesn't think he'll coach or work camp again next year. "I brought you something," Nick says, reaching into the pocket of his board shorts and extending his loose fist to me. Only he doesn't open his hand. He just waits. "What is it?"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?